This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations says at least 44 people have been killed, more than 130 wounded, in an airstrike late Tuesday at a migrant detention camp outside the Libyan capital. VOA's Heather Murdoch visited the scene.
The main detention center where people were living was bombed out, as well as a garage. And you can see in the main hall the remnants of blood, some bodies, clothes, food. People were eating and fled.
And she says some of the migrants ended up at the center after an abortive attempt to reach Europe.
They're all travelers trying to go to Europe to claim refugee status. Most of them are arrested as they are rescued from the sea. As you know, the boats that refugees take across the Mediterranean Sea into Europe are often deadly and often go down. And so a lot of people have told me that their ship was going down, the Libyan Coast Guard rescued them, and then brought them to this detention center where they cannot leave.
The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and demanding that civilians, especially detained migrants, be protected. It also wants the airstrike investigated. Citing orders from President Trump, the Justice Department now says that it will try to include a question about citizenship in the country's once-a-decade census. This comes after last week's 5-4 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that the reasoning that the Trump administration offered for including that citizenship question, that the information was needed to protect minority voting rights, was contrived and did not meet the standard for a clear explanation of why it should be asked. Mr. Trump called the high court ruling totally ridiculous. The census is important because it determines how many seats in the House of Representatives each state is allotted and how $800 billion in federal aid is dispersed. This is VOA News. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow tells VOA that U.S. and Chinese top officials will resume those trade talks in earnest this coming week. VOA's Steve Herman tells us what they may mean.
Well, I think what everybody's expecting that we'll go from a truce, which we have had since the Xi Jinping-Donald Trump meeting in Osaka last Friday, to an agreement, a peace treaty to end this trade war.
The current truce in the U.S.-China year-long trade war has meant President Donald Trump is holding off imposing tariffs of up to 25% on an additional $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. Kudlow says Washington will not be lifting its existing tariffs on China during those upcoming talks. Escalating tensions between the United States and Tehran are exposing a potentially contrasting U.S. assessment of the threat Tehran represents to Washington and its allies and interests in the region. The narratives coming from top officials at the White House, the Pentagon, and the State Department portray an Iranian regime that is either weaker and more desperate or more brazen and emboldened. Now, the extent to which one of those narratives may be more accurate could be crucial in determining what happens next with Tehran threatening to produce more low-enriched uranium and further violation of the 2015 nuclear deal. China has accused Britain of flagrant interference after Britain voiced support for anti-government protesters in Hong Kong. Britain has warned Beijing of serious consequences if it breaches the handover agreement signed between the two countries over the status of the territory. Pro-democracy supporters are urging Britain to do more, claiming it has a legal and moral duty to stand up for the freedom of Hong Kong's people. Henry Ridgewell has more for VOA News.
The Union Jack flag has been a prominent symbol amid the pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong, an ironic display of defiance as the territory marked the 22nd anniversary of handover from British to Chinese rule Monday, this year overshadowed by violent protests. The demonstrations were triggered by an attempt to force through an extradition bill allowing Hong Kong suspects to be prosecuted in mainland China. Speaking Tuesday, Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt warned such a law would breach the handover agreement.
That's Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA News. And President Trump promising the show of a lifetime on the National Mall, with plans for a 4th of July celebration kicking off in the early morning. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast.